This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Things I like about Vernon Maxwell. I hear he cusses. Hopefully that won't happen during this interview, but I've been told by the Twitch, you might have to press the dump button a couple of times with some of the things that he says. Second, he is a guard enforcer, the idea of which is absolutely hilarious to me. And third, the man knows how to talk trash. He has a new podcast. It is the Maxed Out podcast. The first episode came out about a month ago. Allen Iverson was on it. And Allen Iverson, who played with Vernon Maxwell back in 2000 for the Philadelphia 76ers, shared a pretty amusing story that goes to show you what Vernon Maxwell wasn't afraid to do.
Well, somebody fouled me hard. I don't remember who it was. But I just remember Vernon, you know, telling the guy, like, look, don't do that again because he's going to pay my fine. You're going to pay my fine. So if you file them like that, one more time, there's going to be some repercussions. Man, I don't think nobody breathed on me no more after that.
And joining us right now on the HRNP listener line, a man who has a fantastic nickname, Mad Max, a guy who could shoot threes with the best of them, a champion with your Houston Rockets in a season, in a career that also featured time with the Spurs, the Sixers, the Magic, the Hornets, the Kings, the Supersonics, and Mavericks, Florida Mr. Basketball in 1984, go Gators, Vernon Maxwell. What's going on, man?
Hey, buddy, what's going on with you? How y'all doing?
I'm very excited to have you on. And hopefully,
thanks for having me.
Hopefully, we're going to allow you to vent, because from what I understand, there's something that's been driving you a little crazy with the Rockets.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm glad you gave me this platform where I could do this too. Thank you. But I'm just, you know, it's just the Rockets, and I get it. I understand what the fuck is going on. And what is I know the Houston Cougars and like that, and I get it.
Vernon. Okay, we got to pause for a second. I wish this was a podcast. Sadly, the government does not allow us to.
Man,
I swear on the radio.
So goddamn, I want to cuss these out so bad.
I got you. I got you. We just if we can make it through.
All right, I'm gonna try to tone it down just a little.
All right,
bit.
Cool. I appreciate the effort. Listen, I like to curse when I'm not on the radio myself.
No, but I just really want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about this.
Let's go. All right. 3, 2, 1, start over. Let's go, Vernon.
All right. Now, well, my problem is that I have, because I understand and I get it. You know, LaJuan, Drexler, and those two. I mean, I love LaJuan. I love Drexler. I mean, no hard feelings towards none of those guys. I mean, it ain't them the ones doing it. And my first beef is, I mean, I keep telling them every time, well, they don't bring me back anymore. But I guess because I don't think the father, I don't think he really messed with Matt, with Mad Max like that. So they don't really, you know, associate with Mad Max or Rockets. I don't, you know, any, I don't know why, but, and I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that. I mean, why would they just tell me that? And just like, you know, when you walk in that arena, and it's like I ain't did nothing for the Rockets. And I get it. I understand the way I left the team, you know, and but still, man, I mean, for real, man, y'all got everybody that played on the championship team that did something on the team. Y'all got them balls plastered up there on the wall. And I feel so, like, I'd be so mad and so angry, and I keep telling them time after time again, man, why y'all don't make no room up there, man, and put me up there on that wall, man? Because I'm telling you, man, and from the bottom of my heart, man, I mean, and I get it. I understand. You know, he's a cougar and dream and, you know, but it's like, for instance, when Sam Cassell come through there, man, you know, with the Sixers. Mm-hmm. I mean, show that man some homage, man. Show that man some love. Hey, y'all, we got Sam Cassell, 2-time NBA ex-Rocket, you know, hey, here's the... You got to acknowledge this man of something, man.
What do you think standing in the way?
Something.
Because you're showing some remorse right here about the way that things ended, which is totally understandable from their perspective, maybe why they might be looking at you with a side eye.
No, I don't. And I agree. And I understand. I get it. But is it that damn? I understand. But if Vernon Maxwell, I mean, just for instance, game 3, going out to Phoenix. We was done, man. We lose game 3, man. We weren't going to beat them boys, man. I'm just saying, man. It's like I ain't did nothing there, man. And I know, man, I was a big part of that organization, man. The Lakers, they don't run their organization like that. They have owners that know how to run the organization. I'm just telling you, they don't do it. They don't move like the Rockets. The New York Knicks. They got all these. They even won a damn championship. I don't know when last time they won one. But they John Starks. They take care of their guys, man. The Rockets, man, they just take care of Dream and Drexler, man. And that ain't right, man. I mean, there's other guys on that team, man, that did stuff, man, to help to win the championship, man. It wasn't just them two, man. They got to, I mean, show some homage to some other guys, man. That's all I'm trying to say, man. I'm just tired of this, man. I mean, it wasn't just Dream, and it wasn't just Clyde. I understand, and I get it. Like I keep saying, I get it. They're Cougars, and Petita, his name is all over the Cougars organization, whatever they got, that university over there. And I get it, and I understand. But show some respect, man, to the other guys, man, too, man. That's all I'm trying to say, man.
When I come
to that arena, man, don't put me way up in the nosebleed section, man. Sit me down there with Dreams to that.
You know what?
Why I don't sit on the floor? Why you have to hide me somewhere? And then, I mean, I'm just sick of it, man. I'm just tired of it, man.
I don't care.
I don't care what they say and what they ever want, whatever they want to do with me. They can say, okay, never come back around again. I don't care.
Vernon Maxwell with us on the HRMP listener line.
They can say whatever they want to say.
Matt Max, I want to say this for you. The 20-year anniversary, what, it's next year? So maybe there's a chance. And let's try to get the ball rolling.
Man, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care about no. I wouldn't care. Because it's going to be fake. Because they don't respect all the guys, man. They respect two guys, man. That's it. Two guys. All the rest of them, we just pawns. They just push us around. That's all. We ain't nothing. We just pawns. That's all. I'm just saying, man. I'm tired of that.
Vernon Maxwell.
And I said what I had to say, and I said what I had to say, and I stand on it. And I don't care how the Rockets feel. I don't care what they want to do. I got my own stuff going. I got my own thing. So it doesn't matter. I got my own platform. I can speak and say what I want to say.
That is true.
I didn't want to say that, and I'm gonna keep talking about this on my platform too.
Well, I'm glad that you shared it with us, too. This has been a very fun ride to this point. And before we do talk about your new podcast, you had Allen Iverson on for the first episode last month, and Sam Cassell, who you just mentioned a little bit ago, is going to join you. I know that you're saying you're focusing on yourself right now. It does seem like, though, you would like them to do something to bring you back in. Is there nothing that the organization could do for you or for some of these other players that you feel like aren't getting recognized the way that they should be?
Well, I'm just saying, man, just be respectful to the guys that did something for the organization, man. I mean, y'all got, we bought y'all, I mean, 2 rings. So, man, I don't know. They ain't won them since. So I guess it's hard to do. I don't know if they're going to do it anytime. I don't think they're going to do it anytime soon, man. I mean, you got to show respect to all them guys, man. I mean, from
everybody that played on that team, man. Show them guys respect, man. It ain't this Clyde and Dream, man. And I get it. And I keep saying I get it, man. And I know what it is, man. But, I mean, it's fine, though. That's fine. But just show respect, man, to everybody else. And paint my damn picture up there on that dang wall up there in that damn arena.
Here we go. I'm impressed, Vern. You have been keeping the swears close to the vest the remainder of this interview. I appreciate it. As someone who has a sailor mouth myself, the count is at 7 right now. I'm honestly impressed. This is why we like to have you aboard. One of my favorite things about you, Vern, from afar, and I was in Seattle for a couple of years, and there's appreciation for you up there as well, has been that you have unified so many basketball fans across the country with your disdain for the not-so-great state of Utah. I know you've talked about how that began. I love, though, that you will point at a specific city and you just dislike it, because I'm the same way. I've never been to Indianapolis. The idea of Indianapolis disgusts me. And on top of that, too, Oklahoma City, there shouldn't be a basketball team there. So I'm with you. It's fun to hate on random cities and states because maybe there are some insufferable fans.
Well,
that are living
this
in.
Ain't this that's not random. That's what I went through, and that's why I feel everything I say, I feel and I stand on it about Utah. Yes, and I got a special coming on HBO. Rat Brown All-Star Weekend. Me and Bomani Jones. I got a special coming on with them, and I'm going to roast them.
I love it. Fantastic.
It's gonna go down. And I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be out there in Utah. All-Star Weekend. I got my podcast. I'm going to hold my podcast right across the street from the arena, live.
Okay.
And I got a lot of stuff coming up. I got a lot of stuff I'm getting ready to do. So, and yes, it's real beef.
I like it. So you're going to be a roast master when it comes to the Utah Jazz. Vernon Maxwell, Mad Max with us right now. Is there any material that you can share with us, though? I ask this and I'm almost 100% positive there's going
to
be a cuss.
HBO, they don't want me to talk about it too much. It's going to be funny. It's going to be good. It's going to be It's going to be a real good segment.
That sounds fantastic. Sam Cassell is going to be joining you on the next episode of the Maxed Out podcast. Are you guys going to talk in greater detail about some of the things that you were just sharing with me and with everyone listening right now?
No, we talked about, I had a great interview with Sam. We talked. I went to his house first, that day of, and I sat down in his living room. We chopped it up and just talked about some stuff. And, he just said, the Rockets just don't show him no respect, I agree with him. I mean, nobody don't ever say nothing about Sam Cassell, really, And I feel like Sam was a big part of our team. I'm just telling you, man, what he did for our team just as a rookie when he came in, hitting big shots against the Knicks. I'm just saying, man, he did a lot of other stuff, man. I mean, so you got to give that man some homage. I don't know, man. I don't even want to talk about the Rockets no more. I think they need to respect other players that played in the organization. For instance, Mario Ellie, a guy who lives right there in Houston. I don't know what he do for the Rockets. I don't know what he do. But only thing I'm saying is they should show him more homage than what they do for him. I mean, I'm just saying, man. There's a lot that go on and on, man. The Rockets, they just show two players, like, they played all the defense. They made all the buckets. They did everything, and nobody else did. Now, we were just out there just like pawns or something. I mean, they act like it was just them, man. That's not right, man. There's other people playing in the organization, man, did stuff, man, too. So, man, and we just talked about that, man. And that was about it, man. Just the Rockets, how sorry the organization is when it comes to the guys that did something for the organization. That's all, man.
Well, Vernon, I really appreciate your time today. I'd love to do this again, especially if we got to sit down together. And I'm looking forward to the next episode of the Maxed Out podcast. The first episode, it's you and Allen Iverson.
Well, it comes out today. The next episode comes out later on today with
Hell
Sam
yeah.
Cassell, so it'll be out.
All right. Very exciting. He is Mad Max. Vern, appreciate you joining us, man. You have yourself a wonderful day.
Hey, man, you too. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Vernon Maxwell, everybody. That's fantastic. That was fantastic. What we should have set an over-under for swears, but that was my first official Vernon Maxwell experience. I think that 4 was an interesting number. 7. Joel Blank is laughing behind the glass right now, just shaking his head. Listen, I didn't know. We dive into new frontiers every single day on the Paul Gallant Show. Do you think if I had started the interview off by saying, hey, swears, don't do that he wouldn't have? Because it was legit, right out of the chute, 5 and not even 30 seconds. It's fantastic. Anyway, Vernon Maxwell, we very much appreciate his time. And check out his podcast, Maxed Out. The first episode's already out with Allen Iverson, and later today, the episode with Sam Cassell. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.